The Smalley J Artist Zone is a cool space dedicated to independent music creators. Conversation, music, information, laughter, and much, much more. Now, here's your host, Smalley J.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. What's up, y'all? I hope everyone, wherever you are listening from, I hope that you guys are feeling fantabulous. Yes, I am so glad that you're here hanging out with me in the Artist Zone. Yes, today I have a great show lined up for you. But you know what? I want to first shout out all of my new listeners. Yes, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad that you are here, and I hope that you come on back and we do this thing again. Now, as mentioned, this is a fun show dedicated to independent music artists where you get to hear about the artist's journey told their way. Yes. And also how they're growing their career, expanding their fan base. And you might, you know, you just might learn something. Yes, yes. Because guess what? We learn around here. Yes. You just got to be open and, you know, ready to learn something. Yes. Be a student of life. And of course, there is music. Yes, my favorite part of the show. Now, we are in the month of March, and March is Women's Month, where we will celebrate the achievements and contributions, you know, of women. You know, like where would this world be without women? Can't even imagine, right? I know that's right. Now, yes, we do need women because, you know what, we need that feminine energy because as women, we are, you know, natural nurturers. We are compassionate. We are caring. And you know what? A good woman is always going to check on you. Yeah, she's going to check on you and check for you. Yes. Now, as a creative woman myself, I want to encourage you to honor women. You know, there are several meaningful ways that you can honor women in your communities, you know, in the world. Like, because this show is dedicated to independent creators, you know, celebrate the female artists. Yes, I've had quite a few independent music artists right here in the Artist Zone who are making dope music. Yes, we have folks from Mesa to violinist Artaska, Deborah Bond, just to name a few. Just go ahead and celebrate female artists, stream their music, add their music to your playlist. We also have some authors. There's some great authors out there. Check out some of their books. And if you don't like reading, you know, like me, I don't really like reading a lot, but check out some of the Audible chefs. You can listen while you drive or run or walk, whatever it is that you do. And my favorite is, you know, just a simple act of kindness, you know, to that woman in front of you at the Starbucks, you know, maybe you can buy her coffee, you know, just a simple act of kindness. Yes. You guys get my point. Y'all know that women, we are, you know, we are making a difference. From the boardroom to the stage and all in between. Speaking of contributions, today's guest has been, you know, she's been spreading love through her music. So before I bring her on, I want to tell you a little bit about her. Her name is Felice Tillman, and she is the best kept secret within the underworld of independent R&B and jazz. Her career as an independent artist has taken her to both international and local venues, where she has captivated audience with her full lyric soprano spanning a 4-octave range. Now, you guys are going to hear a little bit more from her, but first, I need you to help me welcome today's guest, the lovely Miss Felice Tillman. Welcome to the Smalley J Artist Zone. How are you today?
Hello, Smalley. Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much. Yes, ma'am. Listen, we met last year at a Kwanzaa celebration that was presented by the Smalley J Artist Zone, where I had the pleasure to meet you as well as host a show for former guest and friend to the show, Crank Lakongo, Matt, aka Swamp Guinea.
Absolutely. I remember that was a wonderful evening, a fantastic show. The vibe was everything. Matt is a dear friend of mine from many years ago from my old alma mater, Duke Ellington. And yes, that was a wonderful performance show that you put on, Smalley. Yes.
You know what? And it was a nice turnout. Speaking of turnout, like I just love how you Duke Ellington alumnus support one another. Like that is so cool.
It is. We do that. You know, we were taught to do that from our former professors too. They really encouraged support among artists and support among community of artists, even at a very young age, even in high school. So yes, my Duke Ellington tribe is solid, and we can be anywhere in the world. And if we see each other, it's like we are reconnecting and just cheering each other on. Oh yeah, yes. Love is real.
I love the love that you guys have. And let me just say to all my indie artists out there, you know, you always have to be prepared to, you know, to self-promote as an independent artist. Felice came up to me after the show. She introduced herself. She expressed her interest of being a guest on the Smiley J Artist Show. Zone.
I absolutely did.
I got my own show name wrong.
You got your own brand.
The Smiley J Artist Zone. And she sent me all of her information within 24 hours. And voila, here she is today, guest to the show.
And absolutely. Man, you have to. You're as independent artists, you are your own walking billboard. You are your own PR firm. You know, we got to wear many hats. Booking agent, recording manager, tour manager, songwriter, vocalist.
Yes, and I all
love
of
it.
That.
Absolutely. All of it. And you were so gracious. And let me just say thank you so much for following up and just being a beacon of light for the independent artists in the DMV and other areas as well. So thank you, Smiley.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for that acknowledgement. And listen, congratulations to you on your new single. Tell me all about it. We're going to talk about that single. But
all right. Yes.
Listen, before we get into Tell Me All About It, let's talk about Felice the Artist, your music journey. Now, I know that you have worked in the creative arts field for many years. So just briefly tell us a little bit about your journey.
Wow. It has been a journey and I'm still on the journey. I am originally from Washington, D.C., born and raised. I have been singing ever since a tot. I was born with the gift of music and was also born into a family of musicians and artists. So my grandmother was a infamous, amazing jazz pianist and composer and singer. Her name was Clara Bow. And this was like in the 40s and 50s era, 30s, 40s, and 50s. And she was a very one of the leading African-American women who had her own band back then. And she was friends with Billie Holiday. She played for Billie Holiday when Billie would come into the DMV area. This was the time of the heyday of the Howard Theater.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in the old Lejoy Park area in Washington, D.C. And at that time, it was very, for upper middle class blacks that grew up, that was, populated in that area. So Clara Bow was amazing. And she also worked with Ben Webster's and John Malachi's and so many other jazz cats that are gone. And her mother, my great grandmother, was a classical pianist in the early 1900s. So I was born, in a legacy of music, powerful women. And so I would go around the house and my little tutu and have and sing for everybody.
Yes.
And went on to Ellington, Duke Ellington High School, did my audition to get into Ellington, received my bachelor's of music vocally at that time, and then went on to Virginia Union University and received my applied music vocal theory degree in Richmond, Virginia, HBCU, home of the Panthers.
Yeah.
And throughout that time, I would, do my talent shows and my gigs, and then went on to, after I graduated, I had the opportunity to just do a lot of the, DMV area, gigs. I performed on Spirit of Washington and the Odyssey at that time. I was a resident singer at that time, and so many other, jazz clubs back in the day that are no longer, around. So my musical journey has been just an amazing journey full of rich experiences. I had a chance to do Europe and go to Israel and perform out there for a number of months as a young woman, and just took the bold step of faith and was like, had the offer to do it. And I left for about 4 months, went away from the nest and was, the singer at those types of beautiful resorts in So recording and all of that, it's just been my journey, my musical journey.
So I'm sure that you had a lot of great memories during all of your travels, both, you know, domestic and abroad. So do you have any like fun stories or a fun memory that you want to share?
Let me think. Okay. So yes. So while I was in Israel, in Eilat, Israel, which was, it's like equivalent to a very fabulous, it's kind of like the beach town or Las Vegas of Israel. Mm-hmm. And there was this very wealthy couple who was getting married, and they had a three-day, because, you know, Jewish custom, they celebrate weddings like a week long or sometimes, mm-hmm. you know. So this particular Jewish couple had an elaborate wedding reception for 3 days. And so the band that I was in, we performed for 3 days.
Oh, my God.
All of these various gorgeous castle-like majestic places out there, like, you know, by the Red Sea. I mean, it was just magnificent. So here I am at 25 years old, it was this type of red rock mountain. And they had me on top of the mountain with fireworks going off. And I felt like I was a little queen back then.
You know what? That sounds fabulous. Now, I know you have some pictures.
I know. Back then, all of those pictures are gone now.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, man. I have a few pictures from Israel, but not a picture of that evening. But, yeah, I think I did a Celine Dion song, Because You Love Me, for their wedding. And I pre-recorded it in a studio. Mm-hmm. And then they had me lip sync to my own track of her song on top of a mountain with fireworks going off. I mean, these people were like, you know.
Oh, they were balling. That sounded like a whole video shoot right there.
That sounded like a yes. I was like, wow. And they were just so gracious. I mean, I have never experienced anything as elaborate as that. So that sticks in my memory as one of the most intoxicating performances I've ever had.
But it sounds beautiful, like, you know, top of a mountain. I'm sure the scenery was beautiful.
Oh, my God, it was beautiful. Yeah.
So let's talk about the song, Tell Me All About It. You know, it's a remake, but you added your flavor. You know, the song is seductive and you know, sexy. You gave it some sex appeal there. Now, was this song, because you know I got to ask, that's what I do. Now, was this song intended for a special somebody?
Not per se, no.
Okay.
However, I will say that it was not a difficult song to emote. Because mm-hmm. I have told a special someone to tell me all about it before. Okay, as a grown woman, so that it was not like a huge jump. You know, where do I get this emotion from? No, but I love Michael Franks, mm-hmm. And part of my intent when I was engaging in the recording and creating music, wanting to do that cover, was just like, I've always loved Michael Franks. He's an amazing, you know, jazz classic mm-hmm. composer, singer, writer, all of that, you know. So that song has always stuck out to me. And that, you know, Tell Me All About It is my latest release. That was released in November of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, me and my good friend of mine, who we also went to Ellington together, his name is Damone Arnold. Shout out to Damone, who's a producer in LA. And he and I collaborated on the feel of it. We wanted to, you know, of course, put my stamp on it and put his production stamp on it. And I grabbed another gentleman by the name of Al Carter, who is a fantastic guitarist in the DMV area.
Yes.
Yeah. And Al put that Spanish guitar flavor on it. And
yes, indeed.
And I created my different arrangement to the song. And it's just, and that's what I love. It's people are just so, you know, especially smooth jazz enthusiasts, they just love it. They're just like, oh my God, this is you've really put the stamp on this classic, you know. And so I'm very pleased by that.
Well, you know, the folks get to hear it today. My audience get to hear it today.
All right.
And you know what? I want to talk about, you also had another song, Brighter Love, which you released last summer. And that received a lot, you know, a lot of love, you know. Airplays over in the UK. By the way, shout out to all my folk in the UK. We appreciate, appreciate all the love. Brighter Love.
Brighter Love was my original composition that I penned. And again, Damone and I collaborated on the music, but that was my first original R&B recording to be released last year. And it is still making its way across the globe. When I do my warm reports of radio spins, it's getting spins in Nashville now, in New York, in Japan, you know, London.
Wonderful.
Yes. It's still grabbing it and reviews. It's on a luxury CD compilation. You know, a record company contacted me to put my music on among other compilation artists. And it's just been getting, a lot of love. And it's an R&B, you know, type of a sexy, vibey, chill, relaxed song. And I think that's what's resonating with so many people, because it's coming from a place that love is okay. It's okay to love and be loved. It's okay to want a brighter love. Okay, right.
We want all of that. Yeah.
We want all of it.
Yes, we need that. We are celebrating Women's Month this month. And you know, throughout history, women have, you know, women have made a remarkable contribution to the world of music, you know, across all genres, from, as you meant, from Billie Holiday to Beyonce. Yeah,
absolutely.
So I have to ask, like, who are some of the women in music that have inspired you?
Oh my God!
And I'm sure it's a laundry list, but you can.
Oh my God! Yeah. Oh my God! With pleasure. So definitely, my grandmother Clara Bow was on that list. My great grandmother Joyce Cockrell. Also, you know, the Nancy Wilsons of the world, the Billie Holidays. Sarah Vaughan is a big inspiration. Miss Ella Fitzgerald. It's a big influence. Also, the more, you know, the Chaka Khans, the Anita Bakers, Phyllis Hyman. Oh, my God.
You know what? You just pulled out the whole 18. Listen, she acknowledged out the women from the past to the present. And it's so much more. It's so many more.
So many more. And the young women now that are, you know, Ledisi, you know, Jill Scott. Oh my God, Sade.
Up now you're talking.
And Indiari. And so many independent artists too as well.
Yes.
A sister by the name of, her name is Sly. Mm-hmm. Just amazing sister out in Europe. Just doing it. Just doing
it. I'm gonna have to check her out. Okay.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
Yeah.
Women, we are phenomenal. We always have been phenomenal. We have always done incredible work in spite of all of the things that we've had to face over the centuries.
Yes.
And all of that, oppression and everything. So, yes, those are my top. Oh my God. Aretha Franklin and Whitney Houston. That's it. Had to say that.
Okay, but you gave us at least 12 names, and I appreciate it because I can't pick one. You gave a good balanced list. You named your grandparents, you know, your grandmom, and you named in music the women from the past to the present. Because there's so many, and we want to acknowledge all those beautiful women and their talents and gifts. We appreciate
them. Oh my goodness. Absolutely.
And the ones that are in the studio now, there's the up and coming one. We appreciate you, you know.
Yes, yes, yes.
So,
yes.
I want, you know what? Do you have a song? Because we are celebrating Women Month. Like, do you have a go-to song to kind of inspire you and lift your spirits?
Wow, that's a great question. Oh, my God. So many. Yes, I do. God, I love some Roberta Flack. Mm-hmm. Her songs encourage me. Definitely my gospel artist, Yolanda Adams, inspires.
We know Yolanda will bring the inspiration. So.
Oh, she's going to bring, she's going to inspire you. She's definitely going to inspire you. And the Clark sisters, you know, Be Blessed and Blessed and Highly Favored. You know, those type of songs are just, you know, when I'm feeling down, you know, and need a spark, I will turn on those type of sisters in a heartbeat.
We all have that one go-to song or songs that we have to kind of lift our spirits because, you know, we all have those moments. You know, it's called life. Music is so powerful and it has a powerful release, so we can release some of those emotions.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
You know, music therapy. Yes.
Music therapy. And sometimes I find, sometimes I need instrumental music. I might not need words. I just need a beautiful piano, classical piano, or a song that is full of frequency music that you would hear in a spa.
Yes. You just reach to that playlist that you need in that moment. Like, absolutely. Music.
You better have
music therapy.
It's music therapy, man. Music is a powerful tool.
So I want to switch gears for a minute.
Okay.
I met you at the lovely Carlisle Room, and I just want to acknowledge the Carlisle Room for giving the Smiley J Artisan a platform to bring independent artists to their stage. And for my listeners who are not familiar with the Carlisle Room, it's a lovely, quaint, and intimate music venue that's located in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Where you can hear like some of the most talented artists from around the world.
Yeah.
So today, I'm happy to announce that the Smiley J Artisan will be presenting a night of jazz and R&B with today's guest, Felice. And that's going to be on April the 18th. So to my listeners in the Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, DMV, grab your tickets. Meet us down at the Carlisle Room, April the 18th. Now, if you're in the Washington, D.C. area, because, you know, that's around our cherry blossoms. Isn't that around cherry blossoms?
Oh, you know what? That's right. You're absolutely right.
So listen to all my folks, you know, abroad and in other states. If you are in the Washington, D.C. area, be sure to come through and hang out with Felice and myself. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. And thank you so much, Smiley, for the invitation to perform at The Carlisle, which is a very established, quaint, and well-known, respected venue in the Washington, D.C., DMV area.
Yes.
And I am super excited. You know, it's going to be an amazing, amazing, lovely evening. I got the best of the best musicians.
All right.
And we're going to set that place on fire.
and listen, the food is good. The ambiance is beautiful. It's a garage parking. So, you know, grab your tickets and meet us there in the Carlisle Room. Yeah.
Come on out. Come on out. You won't be disappointed. I can guarantee you, you won't.
I want to thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Now, you know what? I think, you know what? Before we go.
Okay.
I feel like a little fun game. You up to a little game?
I'm down. I am down.
See,
let's
that. She didn't even think about it. She said, I'm down. My kind of people. Okay. It's called Fit B, fill in the blank.
Okay.
3 seconds, 3 questions. You ready?
Uh-oh. I feel like I'm on Family Feud or something. Okay. Let's go.
You got it. No, you got it. You got it. Okay. If you're given the opportunity to open up for any female artist, who would that artist be?
Would open up for, at this time, Mesa.
Okay, Mesa. Good answer. Okay.
I'm gonna choose a Mesa. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Number two.
Mm-hmm.
You are given a round trip ticket to travel any location in the world.
Ooh.
Where are you going?
South Africa.
All right.
Yeah,
yes,
I wanna go. Yeah. Okay. Yes. I want to experience home. I want to experience that.
You know, I want to visit South Africa too.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Every girl has a favorite go-to in their cosmetic bag.
Oh.
What's yours?
Oh, my God. I cannot live without my lip gloss.
Okay.
Lip gloss.
Listen, I thought she was going to say lashes or something. She said, I want my lips glossy.
I want my lips glossy.
I love it. I love it.
I don't like, we don't want no crackly lips, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much for being such a fun guest. Now, before you go, I'm going to need you to tell all these good folks out here how to keep up with you.
Sure. With pleasure. So, everyone, I am on Facebook, Instagram, under Facebook, it is Felice Antoinette, or you can find me Felice Tillman, and that's spelled F-E-L-E-C-E, Antoinette or Felice Tillman. Also on Instagram, my handle is Felice2000. And I'm also on YouTube under She Rocks, S-H-E, She Rocks. So you would find me there. And my music can be streamed and or download on all digital media platforms to include, you know, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, iHeartRadio, Pandora, all the usual suspects. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, and if they are Spotify listeners, just add me to your playlist and just have a great time listening to my music.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to, you know, us sharing. I'm just going to bring you out. You're going to handle everything from there. But April the 18th, and I hope all my listeners can, especially in the Washington, D.C. area, can join us.
Yes.
Until then, Felice, keep doing what you're doing, girl, and I see you on the stage.
Thank you, Smiley, Artist Zone. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
See you April 18th, honey. Okay.
All righty. Peace.
Touch, I shiver. This body language, can you blame me? My love's like a raging river. I think you're the one to tame me. You're the quiet shy type. You always whisper. Ooh, 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 baby, you are my type. Why don't you tell me all about it? I got ways to make you. Till you tell me all about it, that's what I'm gonna do. Till you tell me all about it, making love till you do. Tell me all
love till you do. Take it. Hey, this is Babe Bright, the Bad Boy Indie Soul, and I'm in the zone with Smiley J.
All right, all right. It is that time, and I want to thank you, all of you, for your time and your attention. You know, y'all rock, yes. I want to thank today's guest, Felice, for hanging out with me today and sharing her journey, her way. Yes. Y'all know the rules around here. You like what you hear, you download it, and you add it to your favorite playlist. Now, remember that we are celebrating Women's Month, and it's not always about looking back, which we should do, of course, but it's also about supporting and uplifting women in the present and also in the future. Now, speaking of support, if you'd like to help support the show, please feel free to donate at patreon.podbean.com/TSJAZ. That's patreon.podbean.com/TSJAZ. All show donations are tax deductible and, of course, appreciated. Now, although men still dominate all of the world's decisions, remember, women, we have the power to inspire by using our power for the greater of good. Now, ladies, I'm going to need y'all to have my back on this by being the change that you want to see. Until next time, I'm going to need y'all to be well, stay safe, and remember to listen to good music. Your ears will thank you for it. I'm Smiley J. And I'm out.